Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family. I hope that you all can hear me. I think Chrome is having a little problem. I'm not sure if my mic is okay. Thank you so much, dear brother there. Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all dear family. This is our lesson 370, chapter 75, entitled Before Annas and the Court of Caiaphas, part 7, on this Sabbath, November 26, 2022. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones, and we are going to ask our dear brother to bless us again with song of the Tiny Tot team, Jesus Loves Me.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin, let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Jesus, take this heart of mine, make it pure and wholly thine. On the cross ye died for me, I will live and live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. And for those that are just coming in, welcome. Sabbath blessing. If any one of the little ones, by the help of mommies or daddies, would like to be able to open their section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Thank you, God, for this Sabbath day. Please accept the words of our lesson and please accept the Sabbath and please accept the words from people to Jesus as we make us be great for her. And please accept, we're going to make mom feel better really this right this now because she's off sick. And Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Welcome, mommy.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And we will be keeping her in prayer as well. I think that was Emma. It's story time, day one. So let's have our listening ears for our dear brother. We'll continue with our chapter 10, titled Teaching of Christ. This is part 2 of the story of Jesus.
The Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, 3 to 7, and John 2, 15 to 17. Blessed or happy are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. To inherit something, it becomes yours. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And in John 2:15-17 it says, and when he had made a scourge, or a little whip, we call it a quirt, of small cords, he drove them out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables. and said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence. Make not my Father's house an house of merchandise. And his disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Next slide, please. For thus saith the High and Holy One that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in a high and holy place with him also, that is, of a contrite and humble spirit. To revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Matthew 7:15. Blessed are they that mourn. Matthew 5:4. This does not mean those who complain and murmur and who go about with a sour, downcast look. It means those who are truly sorry for their sins and who ask God for pardon. All such, he will forgive. He says, I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them and make them rejoice from their sorrow. Jeremiah 31:13. Blessed are the meek. Matthew 5:5. Christ says, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Matthew 11:29. When he was wrongfully treated, he returned good for evil. In this, he has given us an example that we should do as he has done. Next slide. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. They want to be like Jesus. Righteousness is right doing. It is obedience to the law of God. For in that law, the principles of righteousness are set forth. The Bible says, all thy commandments are righteousness. Psalm 119:172. That law, Christ, by his example, taught men to obey. The righteousness of the law is seen in his life. We hunger and thirst after righteousness when we want to have all our thoughts, our words, and our actions like Christ's. And we may be like Christ if we really dare to be. We may have our lives like his life, our actions in harmony with the law of God. The Holy Spirit will bring God's love into our hearts so that we shall delight to do his will. God is more willing to give us his spirit than parents are to give good things to their children. His promise is, ask and it shall be given you. Luke 11:9 and Matthew 7:7. All that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. If you want to be like Jesus, he will help you be like him. This was taken from Story of Jesus, page 60 and 61, I believe.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. Next Sabbath, we will be reviewing part one of our new lesson entitled Teaching of Christ. That's part two in our Tiny Tot lesson book, The Story About Jesus. And that will be held December 3rd, 2022. Welcome to all the precious family that are just joining us. It is time for our Tiny Tots and parents to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. This is our part 24 of our water topic. So let us have our listening ears for our dear brother Josh, will be the one to share it with us.
So, blessings, everyone. Here's today's lesson concerning water. It's all about all of its facts. Nature. Facts about water. God created water, and it makes up to 60 to 80% of our bodies. Well, water has two important things about that make it the very best for its work in the human body. First, it is much easier to move materials throughout the body when they are mixed with a liquid. Many materials in the body need to be cleansed or removed so the body can be healthy. These materials are dissolved in the blood and carried out of the body. The temple also needs to be cleansed of its unholy traffic. The purer the water, the more waste products it can pick up and carry away from the body. Pure water reminds us of Psalm 119:140, "Thy word is very pure." Jesus used his word to cleanse the temple. To those today who are bringing into their body temples, things that ought not to be there, he also says, "Take these things hence, ministers, let the priests in Jesus' day. We're to be especially careful in these things. Be clean that bear the vessels of the Lord," Isaiah 52:11. Second, water can take much heat before rising in temperature. This way, the body is kept at a more even temperature. Jesus, the water of life, will help us to take a great deal of heat from others without a rise in our temper. The people who were left behind when the money changers rushed out were very thirsty for the blessing of Jesus. "Blessed are they which do thirst after righteousness, for they shall be fulfilled." Matthew 5:6. Jesus fulfilled their heart's desires for everyone and was healed of whatever disease he had. The Desire of Ages, page 163. Here's some reminders. There's the things that you do while remembering in the celestial. 1, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. 2, as you put the seasonings in the soup or any other food in particular and watch them dissolve. Oh, when mother puts water on to boil or to make Eve a cup of tea. Or as you clean the house for Sabbath, remember your lesson. 3, whenever you drink your water, silently pray that God will fill you with the water of life. Here are things you can do so you can remember the lesson. Different activities. Reinforce. 1, observe water. 2, as a family, offer to clean the church. And that by cleaning up the, home from whatever dust and debris, or if your room is a mess. 3, find pictures illustrating the blood in your, the human body to pull your bulletin board if you have one. 4, practice taking your temperature with a thermometer. 5, clean all the windows in your house. And 6, sing the hymn, "The Church Has One Foundation," if you know it. And if not, you can learn it whenever you feel like. Be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord, Isaiah 52:11. And here's some remarkable parent food. A great mistake has been made by some who profess present truth by introducing merchandise in the course of a series of meetings and by their traffic diverting minds from the object of the meetings. If Christ were now upon earth, he would drive out these peddlers and traffickers, whether they be ministers or people, with a scourge of small cords, as when he entered the temple anciently and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, "It is written, my house should be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves." These traffickers might have pleaded as an excuse that the articles they held for sale were for sacrificial offerings, but their object was to get gain, to obtain means, to accumulate. First Testimonies, page 171-472. And this question is, what did Jesus do when he began his public ministry? You can find in that more of the said. And finally, cleansing. In cleansing the temple from the world's buyers and sellers, Jesus announced his mission to cleanse the heart from the The last letter is a little faded. I think death, lament of sin. From the earthly desires, the self. Oh, I think it says defilement of sin. From the earthly desires, there's the selfish lusts, the evil habits that corrupt the soul. The desire of ages page 161. Jesus loves to have us come to him just as we are. No, we'll turn it back to Mom.
And remember, little ones, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. Our opening hymn is entitled Near to the Cross. And if anyone would like to share the hymn with us, you can be able to unmute your mic to do so. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Dear, a precious fountain, free to all a healing stream, flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, be my glory ever, till my righteous soul shall find rest beyond the river.
Near the cross, a trembling soul, love and mercy found me. There the bright and morning star sheds its beams around me. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river.
Amen.
Near the cross, O Lamb of God, bring its things before me. Help me walk from day to day with its shadows o'er me. In the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river.
Near the cross, I'll watch and wait, hoping, trusting ever, till I reach the golden strand, just beyond the river. In the cross, cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my rapture soul shall find rest beyond the river.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brothers and sisters. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies or elder siblings would like to open the family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
God, for this morning, and please protect the Sabbath, and please protect the Sabbath where they're about to learn, and please protect everybody who's here, and please protect everybody who's not here, and they come back for the next Sabbath. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Our opening hymn to our study is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 22, from verse 55 on the King James Version, and it reads, "And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests, we will continue with our part 7 of our lesson entitled, Before Annas and the Court of Caiaphas, in our study book, The Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Luke chapter
22,
verse 56.
But a certain maid
beheld him
as he sat
By the fire,
and earnestly
looked
upon him,
and said,
This man
was also
with him.
Really?
Luke chapter 22, verses 57.
And he denied him,
saying, woman, I know him not.
Luke chapter 22, verse 58, King James Version.
And after a little
while,
another saw him and said, Thou art also of them. And
Peter
said, man, I am not.
Good job. Luke chapter 22, verse 59. And about the space of 1 hour after another confidently affirmed, saying, of the truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. Amen. And I'll bow down to share.
Luke chapter 22, verse 60, King James Version. And Peter said,
Man.
Speak up, I can't hear you.
I know not what
thou sayest. And immediately,
while
he yet
spake,
the crop crew. And Luke chapter 22, verse 61, King James Version. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice.
Amen. Good job, little one. Today we will cover pages 709 through 710. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are coming in. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 709. If any one of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Good
The Desire of Ages, page 709. When Caiaphas rent his garment, his act was significant of the place that the Jewish nation as a nation would thereafter occupy toward God. The once favored people of God were separating themselves from him and were fast becoming a people disowned by Jehovah. When Christ upon the cross cried out, "It is finished," you can find this in John chapter 19, verse 30, and the veil of the temple was rent in twain, the Holy Watcher declared that, and continuing on the next slide, please. Continuing, the Jewish people had rejected him, who was the antitype of all their types, the substance of all their shadows. Israel was divorced from God. Well might Caiaphas then rend his official robe, which signified that he claimed to be a representative of the great high priest, for no longer had they any meaning for him or for the people. Well might the high priest rend his robes in horror for himself and for the nation. The Desire of Ages, page 709, paragraph 4.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us learn our first beautiful scripture psalm together, dear ones. And this one was taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 24, verses 3 through 6 in the King James, taken from Scripture Singer Song section, Heaven, from the Memory Verse CD. Welcome to all our dear brethren that are coming in. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 710. If anyone would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 710. The Sanhedrin had pronounced Jesus worthy of death, but it was contrary to the Jewish law to try a prisoner by night. And legal condemnation, nothing could be done except in the light of day and before the full session of the council. Notwithstanding this, the Savior was now treated as a condemned criminal and given up to be abused by the lowest and vilest of humankind. Next slide, please. Continuing. The palace of the high priest surrendered an open court in which the soldiers and the multitude had gathered. An open court in which the soldiers and the multitude had gathered. Through this court, Jesus was taken to the guard room on every side, meeting with mockery of his claim to be the Son of God. His own words, sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven, were jeeringly repeated while the guard room awaiting his legal trial. Next slide, please. He was not protected. The ignorant rabble had seen the cruelty with which he was treated before the council. And from this, they took license to manifest all the satanic elements of their nature. Christ very nobly and godlike bearing guarded them, or is it goaded or guarded? Goaded them in madness. His meekness, his innocence, his majestic patience filled them with hatred born of Satan. Mercy and justice were trampled upon. Never was a criminal treated in such and so humane a manner was the Son of God. Desire of Ages, page 710, paragraph 1.
Mm-hmm. The Desire of Ages, page 710. The keener anguish rent the heart of Jesus. The blow that inflicted the deepest pain no enemy's hand could have dealt. While he was undergoing the mockery of an examination for Caiaphas, Christ had been denied by one of his own disciples. Desire of Ages, page 710, paragraph 2.
Amen. So let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, verses 18 through 19, with margin. Taken from the Desire of All Ages, volume 2 of the Memory Verse CD.
As you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb, without blemish, and without spot, and without spot, as of a lamb, without blemish, and without spot. As you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb, without blemish, and without spot, and without spot. It's Peter chapter 1 and the 18th and 19th.
Amen. Let us continue in our study. We are still in page 710. Who would like to take the next paragraph, dear one? Show them.
Okay, Sabbath blessing, everyone. Continue Desire of Ages, page 710. After deserting their master in the garden, two of the disciples adventured to follow at a distance. The Martha had Jesus in charge. These disciples were Peter and John. The priest recognized John, a well-known disciple of Jesus, and admitted him to the hall, hoping that as he witnessed the humiliation of his leader, he would scorn the idea of such a one being the Son of God. Mercy. John spoke in favor of Peter and gained an entrance for him also. Desire of Ages, page 710, paragraph 3. Amen.
Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 710. All right, Jeremiah. In the court. A fire. Had been kindled.
Kindled.
For it was.
The coldest.
Hour.
hour
of the night.
Of the night.
Being dressed
before
the dawn.
The dawn.
A company
drew about
the fire
and Peter
presumptuously thank you. Took his place
with them.
He did not wish to be
recognized
as
a disciple
of Jesus.
Jesus.
Mingling. Carelessly.
With the crowd.
He hoped.
To be.
Taken.
For.
One of
those
who
had
brought
Jesus
to the hall.
Desire of ages.
Page 710. Paragraph 4. Thank you.
Continuing the reading. But as the light flashed upon Peter's face, the woman who kept the door cast a searching glance upon him. She had noticed that he came in with John. She marked the look of dejection on his face and thought that he might be a disciple of Jesus. She was one of the servants of Caiaphas' household and was curious to know. She said to Peter, "Art not thou also one of this man's disciple?" The Desire of Ages, page 710. Peter was startled and confused. The eyes of the company instantly fastened upon him. He pretended not to understand her, but she was persistent and said to those around her that this man was with Jesus. Peter felt compelled to answer and said angrily, "Woman, I know him not." This was the first denial, and immediately the cock crew. O Peter, so soon ashamed of thy master, so soon to deny thy Lord. The Desire of Ages, page 710, paragraph 5.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Let's learn our last beautiful scripture psalm together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 145, verses 14, 18, and 19. And this was taken from Scripture Singer's Song in the section Promises of the Memory Verse CD.
The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will all those that be bowed down.
14, 18, and 19.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, dear ones, we are going to hold our question for next week in our review. So next week, we'll be reviewing part 7 of our lesson entitled Before Annas and the Court of Caiaphas. Please have your question and anything else you would like to ask of this part 7 or any other parts before this. You can be able to send it before Thursday for research. If not, you could hold it by God's grace until we meet next Sabbath. If anyone of the precious family would like to close our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones. If we all can bow our heads and our hearts as possible before we go before the throne of God. Righteous and Heavenly Father, as we come before thee, Lord, to give you thanks and praises, I would like to thank you for having the opportunity to come once more on our Sabbath day, dear Lord, with all the precious family and their children. Help us, Father, that we may continue on during the Sabbath to be able to give glory to God for all that you have done and all that you will be doing for us, Father. We are so grateful, Father Jesus, to be called. Help us that we may be able to bring all things to thee, Father Jesus, that you may strengthen us and keep us, Father Jesus. Please be with our dear sister and the children, and be with all our guests as well. May you bless us for the rest of the day, Father Jesus. May you put your healing hand upon anyone that may be under the weather, or anyone, Father Jesus, that may need your help or your healing, Father. We thank you in no other name than our precious, blessed Redeemer, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will be part 2, review of chapter 75, entitled Before Annas and the Court of Caiaphas, part 7. And that will be held December the 3rd, 2022. Leaving, dear ones, the 1 Corinthians 12:10. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distress for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And from our Christ Object Lesson Study Book, page 363, paragraph 4, we are to take up the burden that God appoints, bearing them for his sake and ever going to him for rest. Whatever our work, God is honored by a wholehearted, cheerful service. He is pleased when we take up our duties with gratitude, rejoicing that we are accounted worthy to be co-laborers with him. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless.